Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The Beeb Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On six.
Mirror in the bathroom. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Yeah, mirror in the bathroom, chosen because Emma and I this morning were choosing mirrors for our bathroom, because I live on the ragged edge. Did you know that to mirror, M-I-R, means to look at yourself? So a mirror is literally a tool with which to mirror. I didn't even know the verb existed. Enough about mirrors. This week, of course, we'll be finding out, as usual, what our hero Sir Patrick Moore was up to. This week in 1996, in our regular feature, That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. A fascinating insert from Beckopedia this week. She'll be talking about one of her favourite theme tunes. And a Desert Island Disc snippet from the lovely Nicholas Parsons. He chooses Ella Fitzgerald doing a Cole Porter number. Not a song I was aware of previously. I absolutely adore it. Another Criminal cover version will face the music in our regular feature, It Was Moider. But the theme this week is I want to concentrate on songs that talk about memories from childhood. That's because I'm writing a song with Elbow at the moment called Lippy Kids, which focuses on my early teen years, the sort of becoming a man, the early stages of becoming a man. It's the age at which the Daily Mail loves to take kids apart. The whole hoodie thing, the hoodie paranoia. I suppose I'm writing a song about my fond memories of that stage, of sitting around on a a signpost smoking with my friends, discussing things for the first time, rather than running around. In any case, that's what I want to focus on. I'm going to kick off with one of my favourites. The song is Cloud Busted from Kate Bush's Hounds of Love, and in her own words, I've got a little bit of transcript here of her talking about what the song's about. It's really changed the way I look at the song, actually. I looked this up online a little while ago. So in Kate's words, about the song Cloud Busting, it's a song with a very American inspiration, which draws its subjects from A Book of Dreams by Peter Reich. The book was written as if by a child who was telling of his strange and unique relationship with his father. They lived in a place called Organon, where the father, a respected psychoanalyst, had some very advanced theories on vital energy. Furthermore, he owned a rain-making machine, the Cloudbuster. His son and he loved to use it to make rain. Unfortunately, the father was imprisoned because of his ideas. In America, in that period, it was safer not to stick out. I presume she's talking about McCarthyism. Sadly, the father dies in prison. From that point on, his son becomes unable to put up with an orthodox lifestyle to adapt himself. The song evokes the days of happiness when the little boy was making it rain with his father. Please enjoy with me now, Kate Bush's Cloud Busting.
I still dream of Organon. I wake up crying, you're making rain, and you're just in reach. When you in sleep escape me, you're like my yo-yo.
So there you go. Based entirely on a book, once again, that was Kate Bush with Cloudbusting. The first example about this week of songs about childhood. Here's the new one from Interpol. It's called Barricade. It's out on the 6th of September. I absolutely love it. The new one from Interpol, that's out on the 6th of September, and that's called Barricade. I was talking about flying dreams last week. I've got a bit of a fascination, an ongoing thing. It's fun to find out how people's flying dreams are in detail, how they get into the air, that kind of thing. Everybody's is different, and I'm sort of overwhelmed by the fact that everybody has flying dreams. Why doesn't everybody have, for instance, swimming dreams or burrowing dreams or climbing dreams? I'm sure plenty of people do, but it seems a lot more common that people have flying dreams. I really love the feeling, the knowledge in those dreams that you can fly. Anyway, I was talking about it. Please do keep your flying dream memories and experiences coming in. Also, I was talking about people being able to control the dreams. Anyway, a couple of fascinating emails here. Sarah in Japan was having to run off to work when she very hurriedly put this email together again. She says, I've only had one flying dream when I was at primary school. My whole class could fly by doing these massive leaps, and we were on a school trip to some hills. In the dream, I thought, how do I fly? Which made me forget how to fly, and I was left behind, boo-hoo. Poor old Sarah. Oh. They're obviously sometimes to do with confidence and anxiety and things like that, aren't they? I wonder if you can ever have a flying dream that isn't positive. Anybody had a flying dream that wasn't positive? This is, I suppose, one of these. Dear guy, says Steve Pine from Brighton, I've had many dreams about flight, but unfortunately they've always involved aircraft disasters. They've been universally horrible, though sometimes I've escaped unscathed. Hard to believe in a band called anything as unsubtle as Pearl Jam, really, and this track has failed to convince me. Sorry. Cheers, Steve. And I'm sorry about your flying dream, you miserable get. Daniel Wheeler's been in touch. Hello, Guy. I've had a habit of lucid dreaming where I can control the dream. You do it by listening to the beep on your watch every hour. When it goes off, I think, am I dreaming? And then when you're sleeping and the watch beeps, you will subconsciously think, am I dreaming? Realise you are, then you're in full control of your dream. Wow. Thanks very much, Daniel. I love it. He suggests a good soundtrack to fly to would be Way Out by The Lars. Yeah, deep thinker is Daniel. Now, I hope I'm not insulting Pippi from Glasgow when I say that maybe English is a second language. This is a very oddly phrased email indeed. My biggest dream is to fly. I want to visit the sky and fly as free as a bird and visit faraway places, e.g. the Jimi Hendrix song About the Sky sounds like a good place to go. It's my ultimate fantasy. Getting airborne is running to the correct speed and start to elevate, then move into the Superman position and fly fast and bulbous. That's what it says. Thank you very much, Pippi. What a beautiful email. That's fantastic. Okay. The theme this week isn't flying dreams, however. This week we're talking about childhood memories, which I suppose is connected in a way. Do you think I'm regressing? What's going on? I'm writing a lot of lyrics about my childhood, I must say, so maybe this is why I've picked such similar themes. This next tune is Van Morrison, I think, talking about his childhood in Ireland. Listen carefully to the words of And It Stoned Me.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Had the full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. And it stoned me. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. And it stoned. And the rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver grin and he dropped us up the road. Yeah, we looked at the swim and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Let it run all over me. Yeah, that stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, that stung me. Yeah, that stung me to my soul. Getting dry. Then we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eye. Really lived all alone in his own little home with a great, great
gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you. And he said, hey, there you are. Get myself from the mountain stream. Yet it stung me to my soul. Saw me just like Jelly Roll. Yet it stung me. Yet it stung me to my soul. Saw me just like going home. Yet it stung.
Music. This week, Monday to Thursday night from 7, The Smiths' Mike Joyce is in for Mark Riley.
Music from the past to the present and some future classics. And I think I'll be playing some off-the-wall stuff as well. Anything that gives me that feeling. Plenty of rowdy stuff, irreverent, odd.
Mike Joyce.
Join me, Mike Joyce, as I sit in for Mark Riley this week, Monday to Thursday night from 7.
On 6 Music.
6 Music.
Pure tunage and well good talking and that. Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Smoke Fairies have got a new one coming out, Through Low Lights and Trees, on the 6th of September. There's something very noble about this girl's voice. I really do like it a lot, yeah. Anyway, this is called Hotel Room. I love hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke Fairies and Hotel Room. The album is out on the 6th of September and it's called Through Low Lights and Trees. Great. Steve Atkinson's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. Could I very subtly illustrate the difference between a recommendation and a request? I want tunes I've not heard before. I want to expand my musical knowledge. I want to expand your musical knowledge. Everybody does on this station. That's why it's the best music station in the world. Anyway, Steve gets in touch and he says, thought I'd add my recommendation to your perfect Sunday evening soundtrack as you send us off into a new week. Flattery, Steve. Come on, I love it. He said, I'd like to select the album Rabbit Songs by East Coast American band Hem. Released in 2000, the LP was voted Album of the Year by both Stuart McConey, what a lovely man, and Bob Harris. Never met him, but I've heard he's a lovely man. So I'm in good company, says Steve. It's a joy from start to end. Sally Ellison's voice and the arrangements for strings, woodwind and pedal steel in particular. Hard to choose a favourite, but let's go for Half Acre. Well, I heard this song just earlier today when I was choosing Song for Guy recommendations to play. And I found the lyrics online. Just lovely, a really simple but beautiful sentiment. Let me see if I can find it. There we go. I'm holding half an acre, torn from the map of Michigan, and folded in this scrap of paper is the land I grew in. Isn't that great? I don't mind a bit of patriotism. Is that patriotism? Does it class as patriotism when you're talking about your home state? I don't know. You know I'm fiercely proud of being a Mancunian. Anyway, this is Half Acre. Thanks so much for your recommendation, Steve. great, eh? That was the band Hem with Half Acre. Thanks very much to Steve Atkinson for his Song for Guy recommendation. We've got another couple of Song for Guy recommendations coming up right now. First of all, though, the address to send your recommendations to, and also your pictures to the gallery. If you've drawn anything or photographed anything while listening to the show, send it along and I'll put it on my webpage. How about that? In any case, yes, Luke Van Dorn has been in touch. He says, did I give the address then? I can't even remember if I did or I didn't. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I don't know. Luke Van Dorn has been in touch before, and he's a serial recommender, I think we have to describe him as. So this is very curious. On the 9th of June at 9:39, Luke got in touch and he said, hi Guy, the song I'd like to recommend is a song from the solo album of Peter Doherty. It's called I Am The Rain. It's a beautiful song with quite original lyrics, if you ask me. Have a good week, Luke. Well, wicked. I listened to the tune and it has got a really cute lyric to it, I think. He is very good though, isn't he? The Doherty. I don't actually think I've ever played him on the show before, because I usually steer around stuff that you can get anywhere else. Or I try to. I don't know if I succeed in that. So yeah, there you go. This is my first Pete Doherty tune. It's called The Rain. But what happened is quite strange. 20 minutes after Luke recommended that song, he got back in touch as if he'd never emailed me before and said, hi Guy, this is my song recommendation. It's by Buena Vista Social Club and it's called O Gulakida. It's now my favourite summer tune. It is a genuinely warm song and makes me happy every time I listen to it. Please give it a go. Well, Luke, for the sheer effrontery of sending two separate Song for Guy recommendations in on the off chance of getting one of them played, I'm going to play them both back to back.
I am the rain, held in disdain. Notions and potions just add to my fame. The rain night in Spain, I fall on the plain. Truth is I'm ruthless, I can't be contained. I'm the rain. My friend the wind, breath he is twins. Blow high or low high, tornadoes to spin. My mother the cloud, in widow's black shroud, gives birth to the earth before fields can be ploughed. Up in the sky with demand to supply, I am necessity, base of the recipe. I'm the rain. Cousin the snow lays blankets below, states that her flakes are the threads to be sown. The rival the sun, who ripens the plum, is feared and revered, he gives sight to the gun. Up in the sky we've demand to supply, I am necessity, base of the recipe. Up in the sky we've demand to supply, I am necessity, base of the recipe. I'm the rain, I'm the rain. truth is I'm ruthless. I can't be contained.
First ever two in a row, Song for Guy recommender Luke Van Dorn recommended Pete Doherty and I Am the Rain, followed by All Gulla Kida, or is it All Gulla Chida by Buena Vista Social Club. Thank you very much, Luke.
New to Friday nights.
Welcome to my new show. I have lots of lovely things to keep you entertained until midnight.
Tom Ravenscroft.
I'll have guest mixes,
bringing together lots and lots of different types of music.
My favourite charity shop finds, and a unique mix of music to kickstart your weekend. The best thing about being at Six Music is that they're going to let me play whatever I like.
That might come back to haunt me.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Join me for my brand new show.
Friday night from 9.
On Six Music.
Guy Garvey.
On Six Music.
Can I get to witness?
Can I get to witness?
It's time once again for the greatest radio ever made. It's time once again for That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. On this week in 1996, see if you can spot the lie. I'm going to drop a lie into this week's That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. In interplanetary news, yes, NASA announced that they had evidence of life on Mars. Yes! A meteorite found in Antarctica, believed to be from Mars, was claimed to feature fossil bacteria billions of years old. It was and still is a controversial claim, as if they were fossils, they would have been the smallest form of cellular life ever discovered. Meteorites, I love it. In US news, two Arkansas bankers closely associated with President Clinton were acquitted charges of conspiracy in what was known as the Whitewater Affair. In more US news, in the presidential elections, the Republican contender Bob Dole proposed big tax cuts. He still lost. In wildlife news, in South Africa, researchers issued a warning that young elephants separated from their mothers were becoming delinquent. I love it. Brilliant. Drinking thunderbirds and snogging in the bush shelter, that kind of thing, was it? And whenever your mate speaks to you, going, shut your dick. You're that kind of delinquent elephant. Brilliant. In shopping news, shops in Manchester Arndale Centre reopened this week, just 7 weeks after taking the brunt of an IRA bomb. I remember it like it was yesterday. And by the way, whether you can justify your opinion or not, please don't tell Mancunians that the bomb did them a favour. You hear it a lot and it never sits right. Thank you. In sports news, I wish it was, it's more interesting than what it is. In sports news, in fact, I'm not even going to read it. I don't have to do it, it's my show. In charity news, Martin Keville, a retired Lancashire businessman, moved into his garden shed so his house can be used as a holiday home for handicapped children. What a dude. Love it. Martin Keville, if you're listening, I think you're great. In royal news, the Queen Mother celebrated her 96th birthday at Sandringham by watching all 20 Robin Asquith movies while shotgunning Tennant's Extra. In music news, birthdays this week included Elliot Smith, Isaac Hayes, the bands Garth Hudson, The Edge and Jerry Halliwell. Now there's a supergroup, what would you call them? What would you call this group? Here's the names again. Elliot Smith, Isaac Hayes, Garth Hudson from the band, The Edge and Jerry Halliwell. Let's have your answers on a postcard to guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. In still more music news, the Ramones played their last ever show at the Palace in Hollywood this week. Prior to the show, Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder videotaped them placing their hands in cement on the Hollywood Rock Wall. Kiss were playing this week, Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum, where a fan threw his fake leg on stage. All the members signed it and threw it back to him. Wicked! Los Del Rio's Macarena went to number one in the US. It stayed there for 14 weeks. Why do I bother? That makes me think. But more important than all of those things, in Patrick news, it was a packed week for Patrick Moore, as not only was he busy discussing NASA's findings on various news programmes, but he also appeared on Radio 1's science fiction drama Independence Day UK. This presented the alien invasion of the film Independence Day from a British perspective, and in it, Patrick played himself and ended up fighting the alien invaders in an RAF Tornado fighter plane, as he would, because he's cool. And he's game, isn't he, Patrick? And that was the No Sky at Night that week that was. Oh, the lie was... the Queen Mother never shotgunned Tennant's Extra, to my knowledge. She did love Robin Asquith, though.
Sign up with me for Angela.
Don't start me trying.
Was Elliot Smith and Angelese. Elliot Smith's birthday this week in 1996. Rest in peace, Elliot. The week before, I said I was going to play two Howe Gelb tracks. There was an editing problem at the studio, and I didn't end up playing the second one. I played something completely wrong or different. I can't remember what the cock-up was. I've had lots of emails asking me to rectify my mistake. So here now for you is the second Howe Gelb tune I was going to play. It's from the 7 Inches of Snow EP, and I love it. It's called Nail in the Sky.
The meticulous morning sheds off the foggy dark. You celebrate that spangle with a righteous spark. Scattering the ashes made from a blazing bright might, it shatters the shadows with an amazing light.
Friend of mine, Howe Gelb, and Nail in the Sky. Time now for a snippet from the BBC archive. A vast, very important social document it is too. Anyway, before I get too passionate about that, because I could go on, I'd love to run the BBC Music Archive one day. What a great job that would be. I think Johnny Greenwood did it for a bit, so they do give it to no good rock stars like me. I'd love to do that. There you go. Consider that if you're a boss of mine, me putting my CV in. I've never written a CV. Quite proud of that. What was it going on about? Oh, yeah. From the BBC Archive, here is a snippet of Nicholas Parsons' Desert Island Discs.
You were very busy at times. I mean, you were on the stage at the Windmill between the... Were you between acts of the Lovely Ladies? I mean, what was your job?
Oh, that was later. It was from, I was doing the cabaret. I got £20 a week for cabaret, which was better than £12 a week in rep. And then I did do an audition for the Windmill Theatre, which was the only sort of musical variety theatre in existence here. Because the Lord Chamberlain's office existed then. And they couldn't put anything on the stage, which was too daring. I mean, Windmill's Gone is a sort of theatrical mythology, really, or something which is very sexy and erotic and exciting. There's certainly a certain amount of eroticism there, but it was very bland, really. It was built up wonderfully on all these pretty girls. And the comic always followed what was called the fan dance, where there was a girl with no clothes on between two huge fans. So we actually saw far more than the chaps in the front. But always it meant that, as it was run like a cinema, six shows a day, as you walked on, people who were sitting in the front, maybe seen it once or twice, they would leave, and people from the back would rush down and get those seats. And it's quite a challenge when you're doing the same material, and you've seen that same audience, and you're coming on for the third or fourth time, and a lot of the same faces are still there. Some of them just pick up their newspapers and start to read. I mean, what I learned there was how to make that difficult, strange, all-male audience laugh. It was only after I'd left the Windmill that I learned how to make any audience laugh.
Tell me about your next piece of music.
Well, when I was doing cabaret, one of the songs I used to come on to was a version of Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things. And Ella Fitzgerald, who is probably my favourite singer, has recorded this. And I think on that island, listening to Ella in that wonderful escapist number, singing, "It's Just One of Those Things."
As Dorothy Parker once said to her boyfriend, "Fare thee well." As Columbus announced when he knew he was bounced, "It was swell, Isabel, swell." As Abelard said to Eloise, "Don't forget to drop a line to me, please." As Juliet cried in her Romeo's ear, "Romeo, why not face the fact, my dear? It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we'd thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. If we thought a bit
That was Ella Fitzgerald and Just One of Those Things by Cole Porter, chosen by Nicholas Parsons on his edition of Desert Island Discs. The theme this week is songs that mention childhood. It doesn't have to be pleasant, fond memories of childhood, as the Kate Bush tune and the Van Morrison tune were earlier. This is quite a mixed up one. I don't know if these are Layla Deanne's actual memories, but they sound like they're connected with actual memories to me. And I know her father's in a band as well, so a very personal tune for her, I would imagine, in one way or another. This is The Rifle.
Oh, I've been knocking on that door in my sleep, fighting the fireplace glow. I've been knocking on that door in my sleep, fighting the fireplace glow, to keep me away, to keep me away from home. And Papa get the rifle from his place above the French doors. They're coming from the woods, oh, they're coming from the woods. And Mama, you're running too, oh, my Mama, you're running too. Mama, you're running too, oh, my Mama, you're running too. And brother, I'm so sorry that you watched the paintings burn. And I've been holding on to the gold when letting go would free my hands. And I've been tying your tongue in a knot, oh, I've been tying your tongue in a knot to wrap this death, to wrap this death in a
BBC.
Six. Music. Music.
Six Music. On digital.
Online.
BBC Six Music.
Who let Garvey on the air? The Beeb Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On Six.
Beneath an orange sky, yes, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother standing by. With my brother standing by. I said, brother, you know, it's a long road we've been walking on. Brother, you know it is, you know it is. Such a long road we've been walking on. Oh, brother. And I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. My sister standing by. With my sister standing by. I said, sister, here is what I know now. Here is what I know now. Goes like this. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, in your love, in your love. Mm-hmm. stop. You know I'm so weary. And you know, sister, my heart's been broken. Sometimes, sometimes my mind is too strong to carry on. When I am alone, when I've thrown off the weight of this crazy stone, when I've lost all care for the things I own, that's when I miss you, that's when I miss you, that's when I miss you, you who are my home. You who are my home. What I know now, here is what I know now, goes like this. In your love, my salvation lies. 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 My salvation lies in your love, in your love, in your love. Well, I had a dream. Beneath an orange sky, yes, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother and my sister stand. With my brother and my sister standing by. With my brother and my sister standing by.
That's for my sister. That's Alexi Murdoch and Orange Sky. Love it, and I love you. Louise LeMay has got an album out called Tell Me One Thing That's New. Well, your album is, Louise. This is called Be My Guru. I think it's great.
I want you to be my guru. Schifrin had a problem. He'd been hired to write the music for a new action show for television. The show was a late commission and everything was hurtling towards a network deadline. Unlike his other film and TV projects, he had no footage to look at, and with only 1 week to deliver the finished piece, all he knew was that the titles would start off with a bang. For the rest, he'd have to use his imagination. His deep and abiding love of writing and performing jazz provided him with the quirky 5/4 time signature. His years of study at the Paris Conservatoire taught him how to score brass against counterpoint brass. And a healthy respect for Hollywood deadlines probably informed the urgent, almost chaotic scramble to fit as much action and adventure into that one piece of music as a short theme tune would allow. The result was one of the most recognised pieces of music in the world. A small work of genius from a man on a mission impossible. And why am I telling you this? Because this message will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That was Lalo Schifrin and Mission Impossible, as chosen by the wonderful Beccapedia. Fascinating stuff, eh? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you till midnight if you're listening live. Another hour, roughly, if you're not listening live. The theme of this week's show is songs that talk about childhood or have childhood memories in them. Craig and I, from the band Elbow, have just produced Iron Clute's latest record. It's the second album I've worked on with them. But having Craig along as well was just such a good idea. He's such a wizard. We had a wonderful time recording the record. We're obviously old friends. And then, of course, we heard a couple of weeks ago that they're nominated for a Mercury Prize. We couldn't be prouder, Craig and I, of our involvement with this record. And I want to play this tune because this is the one that convinced me to work with the band again. This is John Bramwell, the lead singer of Iron Clute, playing with a lady called Mary Leanhart, who is the harpist with the Halle Orchestra. We met her when we were working with the Halle Orchestra for Manchester International Festival a couple of years ago. Mary's a wonderful woman and an outstanding musician. Obviously, all the Halle are. This is actually a live recording. We had recorded the parts separately between the harp and the guitar and the vocal. We had done it separately. But as Mary was there and John was there, Craig said, why don't we try and get a live takedown? There is something spellbinding about this. It's the speeding up and the slowing down that John was doing, the fact that Mary stayed with him, it was almost like they were psychic. A very, very moving experience to witness, and a very beautiful song by a dear friend of mine. This is I Still Do.
When I was a child, I looked up at the sky. Thought I saw you and I in the clouds passing by. When I was a boy, I looked out at the sea. Thought I saw you and me in the waves on the breeze. And I still do, I still do, I still do. When I was a child, I had that look in my eye, had a will to despise, make destruction my life. I still do, still do, still do. And I still do, still do, still do. When I was a boy, I looked out to the sea, thought I saw you and me in the waves on the breeze. And I still do, still do, still do. I still do, still do, still do.
My mates, I am Clute with I Still Do.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamacq. New music from the week's new favourite band.
One of our favourites from South by Southwest. This was one of them, the band White Denim.
New releases reviewed on Roundtable.
Join us in the chat room, our little jury room composed of listeners. Everyone and anyone is welcome, Sleep Hot.
New bands on Six Unsigned.
And so we're going to be playing the Glastonbury Festival this year. Six Music Unsigned features Gold and Silver's
Steve Lamacq. Weekdays from 4.
BBC Six Music. Six Music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, a show of quality and distinction.
So, I played that song, apart from to show off how great my mates are and how great Johnny's a songwriter, I played that song to because it mentions childhood. That's the theme of this week's show. It doesn't have to be positive memories of childhood to make a song brilliant, as is the case with this next tune from Smog. It's from their album Knock Knock, and it's full of chilling images. Which are, I hate the word juxtapose, but I can't think of a better one right now. They're in conflict with the swingy groove of the music, really at odds with it. This is Cold-Blooded Old Times.
Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. Mother came rushing in. She said we didn't see a thing. We said we didn't see a thing. Father left at 8, nearly splintering the gate. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. And though you were just a little squirrel, you understood every word. And in this way, they gave you clarity. A cold-blooded clarity. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Now how can I stand
laugh with the man who redefined your body. How can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? In those cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old times.
Smog and cold-blooded old times. Chilling, haunting, beautiful, honest music. And you know, chilling, haunting, honest, beautiful music don't just take care of itself. You need good police, yo. Written by Otis Redding and recorded shortly before his death, Our Victim became the first posthumous number one single in US chart history. Loved by millions for its soulful, placid vibe. Sad then that such a warm, gentle song should meet such a dreadful fate. First to swoop in was Don Partridge, self-styled King of Buskers. Intent on torturing it into submission, he let fly his florid flute in a series of ear-splitting screeches that left it begging for mercy. Next, growling gravel merchant Michael Bolton, backed by gurning gospel singers, wailed his way to a bad case of laryngitis as he made a frenzied attempt to graft a mullet to its head, hair-raising, but ultimately unsuccessful. Then, in a particularly pungent piece of cheese, former football hard man Vinnie Jones attempted to show his softer side in a lactose-laden performance that stank so badly it nearly passed out. But when evil Eric Kunzel marshalled the combined and deadly forces of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, a twangy guitar and a jaunty harmonica to turn this soul standard into a classical meets country calamity, well, it was murder. lactose laden. Fantastic.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away. Watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, look like nothing. Watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this drop my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock.
If you have any knowledge of any truly criminal cover versions that you want to feature in It Was Murder, then please get in touch. The address, of course, is guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's the address that Chris used when he got in touch and said, Guy, Watershed, Mark Hollis, it's just a really good track from a really excellent album without sounding like a gushing schoolgirl. It's amazing, Chris, I agree. And I realised when I read this email, I got a little twinge. It reminded me of a story that the Badger told me. I'm quite protective of Mark Hollis in a kind of obsessed fan way. I don't think I'm like that with any other music. But somebody else sort of suggested a Mark Hollis track to me. I was like, I know this album. I love Mark Hollis. I was very irrationally offended. It reminds me of this story. I'm sure Mrs. Badger won't mind. Mrs. Badger was a fan of Take That. And when she was at school. Now, she's such a placid, wonderful, beautiful, big-hearted woman. She is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life, my missus. But this girl wrote, I love Mark Owen or whatever, on a school book when Emma was at school. And apparently Emma took her outside the classroom. What's all this about you and Mark Owen? There's five of them. You pick another one, he's mine. This is, you know, anomalous behaviour from my true love. Anyway, I get girly catfight or about Mark Hollis. Chris, please forgive me. This is Watershed from the beautiful solo album Mark Hollis. Thank you.
loves nothing, squalid turn. Should have said some, makes it harder for you.
Mark Hollis and Watershed. The theme is childhood songs. Here's the last one. I couldn't not include this one from Joni Mitchell. It rings so true, as everything off For the Roses does. The only lyric that I always crease up at, and my brother does as well, is early on in the record, I run in the woods, I spring from the boulders like a mama lion. Like, come on, Joni, calm down. But apart from that, every word of this record I adore. It's a breakup album. It's so much more than a breakup album. It's so honest, it's so twisted, tackles all the grey areas of falling in and out of love. Anyway, this mentions childhood memories in it, connected especially with mum and dad disagreeing about what Joni should wear out when she's a teenager. This is Let the Wind Carry Me. If I recommend one album above all the others that I've played today, For the Roses by Joni Mitchell. It's a heartbreaker, but you love it.
these people, Mama, she believes in cleaning. Papa's faith is in people, Mom, she's always cleaning. Papa brought home the sugar, Mama taught me the deeper meaning. And she don't like my kick pleat skirt, she don't like my eyelids painted green. She don't like me staying up late in my high-heeled shoes, living for that rock and roll dancing scene. Papa says leave the girl alone, Mother, she's looking like a movie queen.
Joni Mitchell, my auntie, she's not, but I feel like she is, and Let the Wind Carry Me. So while we're on amazing Canadian lyricists, let's have a look at Bruce Cockburn, shall we? The album's called The Charity of Night, the song's called Live on My Mind. Just check the words out to this, they're absolutely beautiful.
Blurs the human.
or the ocean ringing in my brain. You are my island ripe with cane. Catch the scent of strange flowers when you pass. Fluid motion like the wind and grass. It's you.
Bruce Coburn and Live on My Mind.
Unique performances, emerging artists, new voices, world-class musicians. Radio 3 at WOMAD, a vibrant mix of music from every corner of the planet. Highlights from the UK's biggest world music festival. Available all this week on BBC iPlayer. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio3 to find out more.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Top one. Boss. Skill. Lick it up.
Six Music.
I love it, I love it, I love it. What's not to love? I've got a very good life, you know. I'm the lead singer of my favourite band. I'm a DJ on my favourite radio station at my favourite time to listen to music, up there in the attic. How long do you think before I turn into a cheese and ham toastie or a pint of Guinness? Here's the Ink Spots with Someone's Rocking My Dream Boat, which frankly they're not.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew. But with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be?
Who can it be?
A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew.
But with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
If we've got time to squeeze one more in, I tried not to do it, Ian. Ian's my boss at the BBC. He pointed out that I've managed to find six excuses to play the Geese of Beverley Road by The National over the past few years. Well, it's going to have to be seven. I just love it too much. It's fast becoming my favourite song. But I know I say that a lot. Anyway, this is great. Great imagery. Wonderful lyrics. This is the Geese of Beverley Road.
Thank you.
Wonderful, the National and the Geese of Beverley Road. Well, I'm afraid it's all we've got time for another week. Thank you so much to Michelle and Peter and Ian and Boz and everyone who helped me stitch the show together at the Beeb. Thanks, of course, to the wonderful Beckapedia for her contribution. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say, oh, before I do, I almost forgot. I didn't do the gallery this week. I'm collecting circular images. Just take a picture of anything circular or draw something circular and send it me. I've already got a big stack of them. I think it's going to make the gallery wall look great. We're making a piece of art between us, folks. So yeah, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk with your circular art. It just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week, you talented, wonderful, loyal, loving, genius, special, beautiful creatures of the deep blue ocean. What?
Spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way. Empty and new, still I'm lonely. So lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh what a lonely time to weep, all alone. Midnight, I should have been fast asleep hours ago. Still I'm crying, crying.